Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, 9:45, quarter till 10. Before you get yourself all wound up with immigration and ICE and everything else, let me just explain to you the reason why I wanted to have Alyssa Curtis on, a WWL Louisiana reporter. First of all, I know her. Secondly, I look at WWL as family, okay? Whether it's radio or TV, I think we're all part of the same family. And you don't attack family. And thirdly, I think this is important because you can't, on one hand, say you don't trust the government, but then on the other hand, decide to selectively trust them when they are doing what it is that you think should be done, and then say the media should mind its business when they're doing things you think should be done, but yet you want them all over the place investigating this or investigating that. You can't have it both ways. And with that, we welcome in Alyssa Curtis. How you doing, Alyssa?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. You don't attack family. You just don't do it. Tell me your story.
So we've been covering Border Patrol's operation here in Southeast Louisiana, and I've done a lot of that coverage. Every so often, every, 2 weeks or so, we'll kind of do an update story. Hey, these are the numbers that Border Patrol has given us. These are the amount of people that they have arrested. These are the amount of people that have been deported, et cetera, et cetera. I did one of those stories on Monday, December 15th. The last press release that we had gotten from the Department of Homeland Security was on Thursday, the 11th. So it had been a few days since we got an update. I reached out to them saying, hey, this is the last press release we got or that's been posted on your media website. You know, it's been a few days. I'm sure more arrests have been made. Can we get some updated numbers so we can, report those? We never got an answer. So Monday I went with the latest information we had, which said the numbers were they had arrested more than 250 people. That's what we went with. You know, it was accurate. Everyone checked it. You know, we went through the process. It aired. The next morning, so Tuesday, Commander Bovino tweeted our story, quoted the WWL TV account and said, this is incorrect. The number is way closer to 350, which I put out on several news outlets. He never said that to WWL Louisiana. There are certain ways that we can get information and use that. If he was on CBS News, like national news, because we are a CBS affiliated station, if he said that to NOLA.com, CNN, certain things, he never said that to any of those stations. I imagine he may have gone on Fox News or another station that we do not have access to pull that information from.
Alyssa, let me jump in for 1 second, if I may, please. Southbound Causeway is closed while they pick up the cones. Just everybody be aware of that. Now continue, please. I want to get that word out.
Yeah, important. So it wasn't incorrect. We used the information that was available to us. And in those comments of his tweet was a lot about, oh, fake news, they don't know what they're doing. You know, I hear that all the time. The other side of it was, oh, why would journalists need that? And like, why do you think you have access to that information? You know, they don't have to answer to you.
I just want to jump in for one more second. Mm-hmm. This is not about future plans. This is just about what happened and who had been detained, mm-hmm. correct? This is all in a
Yeah, past. It was just very straight and narrow. We just wanted an update. How many people had you detained up to that point?
Right.
Anything that had already happened up till Monday. This wasn't, hey, how, you know, we know they don't give us future plans of how many people they plan to arrest or anything like that because they want to keep us in the dark.
Although he did say 5,000, to be fair. They did give a number at the beginning.
Yeah, they did give a number. You know, we've heard that number kind of change back and forth a little bit, but this was what had already happened that we were looking at. So I did another story Tuesday and kind of laid out everything and said, you know, here's the email that I sent. This is what the information we had. And we noticed in our newsroom that it was a pattern. It wasn't just me who wasn't getting information. Several reporters throughout, you know, however long they had been there up until that point, were really lacking responses from the Department of Homeland Security, or we would get them 4 days later. So we kind of just laid it out and said, we are trying to do the work that is important. We are trying to be journalists, and we can't do that when the Department of Homeland Security is not giving us the responses that we need. So we're going to be as transparent as possible with what we have.
I want to jump in real quick before we run out of time, and it concerns the social media part of this. And to me, this is all about what really angered me about this, in addition to your being family, is the government trying to back down the media and trying to shut you down and trying to intimidate you and bully you, not directly, but through social media, with people telling you to do what now? That they should do what to you?
Oh, yeah. People were saying, you know, go capture her, go arrest her, go deport her. She's a fake journalist. I told them, you know, I posted something on TikTok like, I'm not going anywhere. This is my job. This is what I do.
And you're an American citizen besides.
Yeah. So I just think it's important that, you know, we as journalists continue to ask the questions, whether we get an answer or not. But, you know, the public needs to understand that this is our job and we play an important role in society. And this is what we are supposed to be doing.
And your ducks are all in a row. You have everything thoroughly documented, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Screenshots of everything, emails are saved, you know, the whole newsroom is in line with all the information that we have.
I just wanted to thank you for coming on. I saw the TikTok video and I wanted to have you on to expose this, to tell the story, because it's not easy doing what you do. Being a journalist can sometimes put you in a bad spot when you're actually just trying to do the will of the people. And you mentioned even the Constitution and the Fourth Estate in your TikTok video. There's a reason, and you can't selectively say, well, I want the media to look at this, but not look at that. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, you know, all or nothing. And I don't think we would be better off with the nothing side of things. You know, journalism, again, is the Fourth Estate for a reason. And again, we play an important role, and I don't think people realize what society would be and government would be without journalists who ask questions and hold people accountable. It would be a very scary world.
Thank you for your work, Alyssa. You always have us if you need anything at all, if we can help with anything, and take it easy.
I appreciate it. Have a
you
good one.
Happy New Year. All right, Alyssa Curtis, WWL Louisiana reporter. We'll take a break, find out what Newell's got planned for us when we return here on WWL.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.